The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you've been listening to Tony Curry Radio or your favorite podcast, we greatly appreciate you listening to Mission Mind. Keep in mind your mission, your mind. It's a little business show that we do here that's going to be well steeped in the Bible and our biblical learnings coming up in 2026. We're looking forward to that. Also, Bite by Bite, which is a show specific to Feeding America and the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. He is Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, and I want to applaud you because I understand, and I know you're not a man to toot your own horn, so I'll do it for you, but you were recognized yesterday as a nonprofit of the year, and I want to congratulate you for that, and that's wonderful. It just goes to show that giving back and doing service work for the Lord works for you and works for the state of Alabama as well. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. This is not false modesty. I'm very proud of the organization. It really is not rooted in what I do every day. I have incredible people that I work with that do the mission that are they're self-starters. They take ownership in their job and they make it easy to lead an organization because their heart's in the right place. And we just have great synergy across the organization. And yeah, so I happen to live in Millbrook, Alabama. And I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think most of the people in the Millbrook Chamber of Commerce wasn't aware. When you serve multiple counties like we do, that was the same way in Birmingham when I was at Jimmy Health, you involve yourself in all the service areas. So, you know, you're in the Chamber of Commerce's in the local towns, and other type ways to support local communities. So we're part of the Millbrook Chamber, but we're part of about 12 different chambers. But anyway, they recognized us. And so when we got there, we had a huge turnout for the luncheon. It was really great. Got to talk to some people that I don't normally get to talk to. And anytime events like that happen, you know, Montgomery's not that big, but we have radio, you know, TV stations that come by. And so they came out and were interviewing what we were doing. And I get on the TV a lot simply because of my job and with the crisis that happened with the government shutdown. And I have people tell me all the time, darn, if I go a week without seeing you on the news or on TV, then I'm going to call you because I'm concerned something's happening with you. But I was asked the question yesterday is, what is good about times like that? And
like what you just went through with the government, you talking about?
No. What are good about the times? Well, it could be connected to that, but taking the time to honor him.
Oh, gotcha.
I said,
Well,
it's good for all the staff to see that. But to a bigger question like you're talking about, we are so divided. And we've talked about this. We don't necessarily agree probably. If we laid all our political views out, we're not going to agree on everything. But we're so divided in this country, left, right. We oftentimes get divided on racial lines, cultural lines. It's just so many ways to get divided and to tear people apart. And I said, one of the things that I just want to take the time to recognize is when you look at those that we serve people on the left and we serve people on the right and we serve people who are black and we serve people who are white and we serve people who are Hispanic and Oriental. Anybody who is food insecure gets served. But on the support end, we also are supported. Our donors are black and white and Hispanic and Asian, and our volunteers are on the political left and the political right and our donors. And so what we really get to see when crisis happens, like the government shutdown, and I get it, all you turn on the news and all you hear is about there are demons on the left, there's demons on the right, everybody. But what I got to witness was the best of all people, of all communities, come together to say, I care about my neighbor. Mm-hmm. I care about that this problem exists. And what can I do? Hey, can I write you a check? Hey, I don't have any money. I can't write you a check. I don't have any disposable income, but I do have some time. I can come volunteer. Or, hey, I'll just advocate for you in the community. And just to see the best in people come together. When we have volunteers out, it doesn't matter who's a Democrat and who's a Republican. It doesn't matter which denomination you belong to. It doesn't matter what your background is or how much money you have. It's just people caring about the community. And it's refreshing to see. It's good to see. And because that's not usually the case, is we ought to I want to recognize it and just call it out and say, yeah, this is what's good about us. There's plenty that's wrong, there's plenty that's bad, but this is what's good, is when we can rally around and help our neighbors and not be separated through artificial distinctions.
Love that. Well, congratulations. And I know that 2026 is going to be big, I guess. Not to bring this up, but I guess we're going to be going through this government thing again in what, January? But then we just kind of kicked the can down the road again, didn't we? So we got a farm bill coming
Yeah,
up and stuff like
well,
that. So.
I think the plan is, of what I've heard is, I've heard Senator John Thune, he's kind of running the Senate for the Republicans. I'm hoping they're going to get the legislation, and if they have to extend it again, they're going to try to pass another clean CR, and hopefully Democrats will sign on to it this time without the delay. I think they took a little bit of punishment for that. But it's incumbent upon the public Republicans, especially in election year, you know how tough it gets. Everybody's fighting for, and I heard him say it's very true that the days just 20 years ago, you could fight about issues, but there was so much coming together and finding common ground. And now it's really hard for either side to give anybody any sort of praise for just coming together to try to do bipartisan things.
Keep trying. Maybe that's something we can do in 26.
Yeah.
Something we maybe need
Yeah.
as a resolution. We can all just get along. HAFB, hashtag that bad boy, Heart of Alabama Food Bank. You'll be helping them out. Greatly appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Thank you.
You as well, man.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.